Live from the authority of South Florida, the Rich Steven Show starts now.
Doing a real good show up there. I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I shall require every second Tuesday off.
Tuesday doesn't really work for me.
Yeah, it ain't Tuesday.
You wouldn't even say today's Tuesday unless you looked at the calendar.
Don't be an idiot.
Are you an idiot? Or do you just think I am?
Everyone's got a mortgage to pay.
We're going
to
break down. I got to fire a call screener.
Here we go!
And we're live. It's live.
Justice system. The people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The talk show host, Rich Stevens, and the criminal defense attorney, Michelle Suskauer. These are their stories.
Oh, and we got some stories for you on this Tuesday morning. Michelle Suskauer in the studio, criminal defense attorney, having just come back off the worldwide tour. You're always touring somewhere.
I'm not touring.
Yeah, you're always touring.
I'm running around the state.
Well, that's touring. That's
right. I'm busy. I'm a busy lawyer, which is a good thing.
When you're doing all this traveling, are you flying or driving?
It depends. Around the state, I'm driving. And you know what? I like driving.
Yeah.
I do. It's very relaxing, and then I can work as I'm driving.
Don't you find that the Florida roads are, when you're on those long trips, that tend to be really boring because you don't really see anything?
What is it that you want to see? Isn't that distracting?
When I used to live in Fort Myers and I drive back and forth, it was the most boring ride ever. When I lived in Orlando and used to drive down here, most boring ride ever. When I lived in Daytona Beach, even more boring because it's just one road. At least when you go from here to Tampa, you get to go through a couple towns that are stuck in like 1920 or something.
But from here, when you're going to Tampa, you got to navigate 60. And 60, there's a part of 60 which is two lanes, and everybody's passing, and you're trying to pass these ginormous trucks. And it's actually a little unnerving because it's hard to text while you're passing the trucks. I'm only kidding.
Oh, my God.
It's a joke.
You saw I was about to jump on that, right?
It was a joke. No, seriously. It is a little unnerving to do that, especially if the weather is bad.
But isn't it interesting? Or if one of those trucks, God forbid, has an accident, you forget it. You're sitting there. The longest I ever sat on 60 was 5.5 hours, which is why you always want to make sure you have gas because you never know when that's going to happen.
And using the restroom.
Good idea.
Right.
Good. But over there, it's all farmland, so you can just, you know.
Well,
you can, too. We don't have any proof. Well, but
And why? It's too early to talk this way.
But the thing that, no matter how many times I've done that ride, even though it's so boring, driving through, and I don't even know what the names of those little towns are.
Brandon, Bartow.
No, there's others that are
ones, yeah.
The ones where if you close your eyes, you miss the whole town, and they have like the Burger King with the old logo from 100 years ago.
But this time of year, and maybe we've missed it already, is strawberry season. So I love going through these towns because then you could stop at these farm stands and get 500 strawberries in a flat.
Yeah. Well,
for like a dollar.
And they all come from Plant City.
That's
which
right,
is where
Plant
they have the strawberry festival every year. And if you've never done that, you're a strawberry fan, I encourage you to do that at least once in your life.
Okay. I will do. I love strawberries.
You will not believe the size of the strawberries that they have there.
I love strawberries. Strawberries are one of my favorite foods.
I lived in both Orlando and Tampa, so it's right in between. Plant City is right by Lakeland, I guess is the best way to describe it. And we would have the Miss Strawberry Festival contests and all this stuff.
See, if I grew up there, I could have been Miss Strawberry.
You could be a strawberry today.
Could I?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
They have old people be Miss Strawberry?
Well, you're not old, but you're petite, so you could be a Miss Strawberry.
I could be a Miss
Strawberry.
See
you. Can't you see Michelle with a strawberry on top of her head? Big strawberry hat?
That's right.
You have a
nice
strawberry outfit?
You know what? Maybe you can create an app for that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Takes a picture, you put you in a little strawberry suit.
I don't think anybody would be interested in that.
No, maybe not.
Speaking of things not many people interested in, Bernie Sanders wanted to see why the Obamas love Hamilton so much. This is your favorite play.
So he went
to see it.
Did he get it?
And the New York Post says that Bernie and his wife took a break from the campaign Friday night to actually go in and see the show. It must be nice because you don't have to wait for tickets. Like, you had to wait, 4 months?
Yes, you have to wait.
How much did you pay for the tickets?
I don't remember.
Well, approximately.
It's not
a lot.
It's over market price. Over market price.
Well, Bernie Sanders paid $167 each ticket.
I don't believe it.
And they slipped in through a side door, and then they went out the side door as well.
That is absolute nonsense.
That's what happened.
Way in the back.
That is absolute nonsense that he paid that for those tickets. Someone gave him those tickets. Okay.
Well, no, actually, according to the New York Post, he bought the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not going to, trust me, Bernie Sanders.
$167.
Bernie Sanders is not going to accept any gifts.
Okay. You're right. Actually, I heard Wall Street bought those tickets for him.
No,
is that true?
Come on. Isn't that his whole shtick that he's not going to let anybody pay for anything and all that stuff? So I believe he paid for it.
Okay.
Probably did. He went to StubHub.
That's right. StubHub. For $1,000 a ticket. Okay.
And by the way, last night on Jimmy Fallon, he was talking about Bernie Sanders. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that Bernie Sanders is too old, shouldn't be running. And, of course, the next Democratic debate is in
New York,
Brooklyn.
Right. The best.
And it's 2 days from Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days from today, which is going to be very interesting. But Jimmy Fallon had a take on all this that just really sums it up.
We're just 3 days away from the big Democratic debate right here in New York. That's right. And both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have been busy campaigning throughout the city. Bernie even had some time to see the Broadway show Hamilton with his wife. It got a little awkward when Bernie stood up and said, "I knew Alexander Hamilton and you, sir, are no Alexander Hamilton." We knew him.
They were friends.
Actually, the debate will be held over in Brooklyn. And to keep it authentic to Brooklyn, each candidate will debate by just shouting out a window at each other.
Your plans are no good.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And get this, Bernie Sanders said on Friday that his goal for financial reform is to, quote, make banking boring again. I think I speak for all Americans when I say, let's just make elections boring again. Please. Guys, this isn't good here. Hotel and casino tycoon Steve Wynn is under fire. You hear about this? After he said, quote, "Rich people only like being around rich people. Nobody likes being around poor people, especially poor people." In related news, Donald Trump needs a new opening line for his inauguration speech.
My fellow rich people, but not you depressing poor people.
Jimmy Fallon is just, I think he's hysterical. He's an equal opportunity offender.
He's brilliant. I don't know if anyone ever has a chance to go and see him. Actually, a couple of years ago, one of Jay Leno's last shows, he had Jimmy Fallon on, and Scott and I were lucky enough to see that show. And the two of them together were
it just
magical.
Must be incredible, yeah.
It was incredible. And Jimmy Fallon is just, he is amazing. He is nonstop.
I don't think enough people give him as much credit as he deserves, believe it or not. I know that there's people that still don't like him that are, I guess it's the hardcore like Conan fans. And I've never been a Conan fan.
You
so
mean
I'm
those
not sure.
three? You mean those three?
Those three people.
Yeah. I'll tell you, he's so creative. And if you watch, I mean, I normally just watch the first, 20 minutes so I could just see the monologue. Which
he's just
so,
a funny guy. He's just very, very funny. I mean, in all the years I've been in radio, I can't tell you. Or I can tell you on one hand how many times I replayed a monologue from, say, David Letterman or Jay Leno. Just a handful. But Jimmy Fallon, almost every day, it's worth replaying again the next day.
Yeah, he's great. And you know what's so great is you basically can watch anything online. And so if you missed it or you overslept, you can just, find it and watch it.
Kind of like the Rich Stevens Show. In case you slept through it, you can just find it online later this day, each day. On iTunes or 850WFTL.com, just click on the Rich
Stevens
Show.
So I could just sit and listen to us talking
over and over again. If you would want to do that, and you would probably be the only one.
What a nightmare.
You can do that. You can run up the podcast plays.
That's fabulous.
All right, Michelle Suskar in the studio. It is Law and Order Tuesday. There's and of course this happens to be in Florida, and this is very interesting because over the last two, three days, all the incidents that have been happening are in Texas. And we do have an update, by the way, on the cop that body slammed the 12-year-old girl. I'll tell you about that coming up in a few minutes. But this one is an 18-year-old high school student here in Florida, arrested last week for starting a fight with another student that led to an evacuation of the entire school. They canceled testing and even delayed all the bus transportation. Police say that Malik Wilson rained blows on his classmate, refused to stop until a police officer doused him with pepper spray, and that Wilson was even allowed in the school to begin with. It's pretty amazing, according to his school record. And again, this is Florida. He has been written up for various disciplinary actions 102 times.
Just let me ask you, can I interrupt? Is this a regular school, an alternative school?
This is a regular school.
Now?
This is a regular school.
Well, that is surprising. That is surprising.
Now, these include 62 suspensions for offenses such as fighting, possession of weapons, and other disruptions. He and other students in the fight were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. How is this allowed to happen?
Well, you know, it sounds like there's going to be some liability on the school if the student that he injured was significantly injured and there's any sort of an action, because certainly the school's put on notice that this is a kid that obviously has some control issues.
Can he even be called a student, though, when he spends more time in jail and school detention than in a classroom?
Yes, he can, but it just doesn't seem like that particular school setting is working for him.
And I don't even understand. There must be some kind of record for suspensions, and this guy has to be either the record holder or close to it.
Yes.
But at this kind of rate, this guy's going to be like 40 years old by the time he graduates.
If he graduates.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you the latest update on the San Antonio cop. He's been fired for slamming that girl to the ground. And the investigation is underway. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up. I'm Rich Stevens. That's Michelle Suskauer. This is The Rich Stevens Show.
If it's happening, it's happening here. This is The Rich Stevens Show. Now, here's Rich Stevens.
In the criminal justice system.
What happened?
The mouse decided.
I can't hear you. Your mic's not on.
The mouse decided to double click.
Oh, my God. Technical. What? You know, we have technical difficulties when Michelle comes. I think.
It's lucky they didn't fire like
think, I think that the equipment is in awe of Michelle Suskauer and things just happen.
Who isn't, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, you should check out the new updated photos of Michelle Suskauer on her website, which is suskauerlaw.com.
That's right.
And if you want to get in touch with her, I got to tell you, obviously, you know, on my phone, the first number is attorney. Michelle Suskauer.
That's good. Speed dial.
So people should lock in your contact information. You never know, especially in today's world with things that go on. How many times in a week would you say that you get a call from somebody and they, or maybe not, maybe it doesn't happen to you, where you're amazed by what somebody was arrested for?
Oh, all the time. Or being investigated for. And then people are just don't realize that they should always have an attorney with them. Because certainly if the tables were turned and it was a police officer that was being arrested or investigated, they would want to have counsel with them. So it's important to at least ask questions and speak to someone who knows what they're talking about.
So to give advice to somebody that might be in a situation, let me just see if I'm right. The first thing you should do is keep your mouth shut.
Well,
does that go all the time?
Well, but you may, before you consult with an attorney, you should stop, not speak off the top of your head, and do some reflecting. Because, you know, not everybody knows how to artfully negotiate through either the civil justice system or the criminal justice system. So it's important to be careful.
So take me through the process. Somebody gets in trouble.
Someone is being investigated for something. Before they start talking and giving their side of the story, they have to unequivocally say, I have a lawyer or I want a lawyer. You can't say to the police officer, you know, I think I want a lawyer. Should I get a lawyer? That doesn't fly.
And once you say, I know this happens on TV, but once you say, I want a lawyer, then they're not supposed to question you any further, correct?
That's correct. I've had cases thrown out because law enforcement continues to question after someone unequivocally says, I want a lawyer. People learn about the justice system through watching, watching shows.
Right.
And that does not, it's unrealistic. And
so is the part that's what I'm trying to get to. Tell me what's realistic and what's not realistic when we watch Law and Order. How unrealistic is that? I mean, somebody gets investigated or picked up or arrested. You're entitled to a phone call. That part's true, right?
No, you're not by the way, you're entitled to one phone call. No, you're not
two
entitled.
Phone calls?
You're not entitled to a phone call. Okay,
so how do you call your lawyer?
You just say, I want a lawyer. I'm not going to speak until I have one. They may or may not give you a lawyer. I mean, they may or may not you know, not arrest you, but the questioning will cease once you say, I want an attorney or your, you know, I have an
attorney. Or at
least
it should cease at that point.
That's right.
That's why you want to go to Suscara Law and get Michelle's details. You never know when you might be in a situation.
No, no, but seriously, if anybody does have any questions, whatever the case is, whether it's criminal or civil, they should call me, contact me. I'm happy to, you know, answer emails or answer any questions that they have.
There goes your phone. It's ringing right now. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. If you want to get in, 877-850-8585, you're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
850 WFTL. I was gonna say here's more Rich, but he's lost weight, so here's less Rich.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The talk show host, Rich Stevens.
That's me.
And the criminal defense attorney, Michelle Suskauer.
That's me.
These are their stories.
And I gotta tell you, it's always a thrill when Michelle Suskauer is in the studio, and we're always in the process of getting phone calls and text messages. And normally we're, or at least I would say, I guess the last 4 or 5 weeks, we get into these intense conversations. And today, being a little bit calmer, gives you an opportunity to call us, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And as I said, or as you said, it doesn't matter what the situation you're in, you're always better off consulting with an attorney. And you don't want just any attorney. You want somebody that's got like so many years of experience.
So many years.
Were you always criminal defense?
I did civil work for 3 years.
Then you said there's no money in that and went over to criminal defense?
Yeah. You're right. Wrong decision. No, I love what I do.
All right, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Pete in Miramar, what's going on?
Good morning. Yes, I was falsely arrested. I was falsely arrested in 2007 due to a prior criminal traffic problem that I had, and the case was dismissed in 1987. I created a traffic infraction. I made a traffic infraction, and Broward County sergeant pulled me over, and it took about 20 minutes for him to write a ticket, and then he said, "I'll be right with you," and all of a sudden he told me that I'm under arrest. And I said, "For what?" And he said, "You've had a warrant out since 1989." And I said, "Well, I never received a letter. I never got any documentation. I have a valid driver's license. I'm a safe driver. Why is you doing this?" He goes, "I got to do my job." And he took me in. I had to go to jail. I got bonded out. I got an attorney.
When did this happen?
A while ago.
Yes, go ahead.
When did this happen to you?
In 2007.
Right.
I was falsely arrested.
Right. Okay.
And what I wanted to sue them because, you know, I mean, I was a safe driver. The case was dismissed, by the way, by the same judge that dismissed it back in 1987.
So it was, right, there was an open warrant that was never resolved. And normally when you have a warrant, you don't know that you have an open warrant. No one notifies you, hey, you have an open warrant. But, and unfortunately, those things happen with so many people in the criminal justice system. But it was something that someone should have flagged, and you went, you know, you had to go through the process because of that, which is terribly unfortunate.
Now, does he have some kind of recourse against the county?
Now, no, because the statute of limitations is done.
So there's a statute of limitations on how long you have until you can
and sue, and I don't know whether it would be 4 years, 3 years, 5 years. I don't know in terms of the cause of action, but it was a significantly long time ago. Is that what you were asking?
Yes, yes, I want to know if I can sue them, but it's too late. I just wanted it to be over. You know, it was a terrible, degrading experience to be falsely arrested.
Absolutely.
And even on the judge's decision, it says Mr. So-and-so was falsely arrested. So
there is something you can still do, and it's called a sealing and expungement of your record. And you can contact me directly offline, and we can talk about whether you're eligible for that so that your arrest can be sealed or expunged, okay?
I did that.
Oh, so you did already. Okay, then you did everything you need to do.
He doesn't need a lawyer. You're fine.
No, you did it, but I understand your situation.
I wanted to sue the pants off him. I really did. Right. I thought it was irresponsible that they.
Why did you wait so long, though, Pete? You know, so many years later.
To what?
To think about suing them.
I've been thinking of, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I consulted my attorney, and he said, Peter, you know, if if you sue, you won't get that much money, and you may get, you know, he actually said these words. He said, "This they know the officers know where you live, and they can make your life difficult."
Oh, you see, that's not true. That's why you need a shark attorney like Michelle Suskow, because she would never tell you would never say anything like that.
Well, don't call me a shark.
Well,
just
you
call
can
me brilliant.
Be.
Well, yeah.
A brilliant shark. 877-850-8585. Robin in Pompano Beach, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Doing great. You have a question for Michelle?
I do. It's not related to being arrested or anything, which I have been. It's already been taken care of and done and over. My question is my father passed away almost a year ago, and I still do not have a copy of the will.
Okay. And who is the attorney who do you have the name of the attorney who prepared the documents?
There was no attorney. It was done between my father and his sister while he was in the hospital. He was coherent, everything was fine.
But do you know who the attorney was who prepared the documents?
As far as I know, there was no attorney.
Okay. And yeah. And were any documents filed with the court
no.
in order to probate
no.
him? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you know, I'll tell you, is this here in Palm Beach County or somewhere else?
Pompano.
It's
Broward?
Arizona.
It's in Arizona. Okay. So my suggestion is you're going to need an Arizona attorney that you're going to have to retain. All right.
Uh-huh.
Who specializes in wills and trusts. That would be my recommendation, going online, finding out who specializes in that, and then letting them know the situation, and hopefully they're going to be able to help you. And preferably in the county where your father, father passed. Okay.
Yeah, that's in Tucson, yeah.
Okay.
Good luck, Robin. We do appreciate you calling. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. I know this is not on topic. It's a little bit strange, and I'm not sure, but I can tell by the look on Hobo's face that maybe he's going to understand what I'm saying. Were we just hearing submarines or something?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
That, did you hear pinging noise,
yeah,
the radar.
Well, that was really
bing.
Weird. Did you hear that, too?
No. No, I ignored it.
So you did hear it?
Maybe a little.
Okay. All right.
Sitting there looking around here like, what is pinging?
I'll never forget.
It was me.
Being on the radio in New York, and we had this, I guess you could say it was like a ghost, and people were calling us and telling us that they heard this thing on the radio, but we couldn't hear it in the studio. It actually went on for 2.5 weeks before the Federal Communications Commission actually stepped in, because it was a serious deal. It was like one of those pirate things. But we couldn't hear it in the studio, but people were able to hear it on the radio. It was so weird. But that submarine sound just kind of took me back for a minute.
Hunt for Red October.
That's right.
877-850-8585. So that viral video of the school cop slamming the 12-year-old girl into the ground has gotten him fired. The San Antonio School District cop has been fired just because of that YouTube video. Now, regardless, let me just, before I even tell you the rest of the story, regardless of what you saw in the video, and I've said this from the get-go, whether I don't think it was right that he slammed a 12-year-old. However, he's a cop and somebody was not complying with his orders, and that's why he did what he did. We don't have the beginning of that tape, so we don't know exactly what happened. We've heard stories. Are they justified in firing him just on that 20-second clip?
Well, I am sure that law enforcement has more information than a 20-second clip, meaning speaking with any witnesses who saw what happened that preceded that video. But just looking at that video, regardless of what this child, and this is a child, okay, this is a 12-year-old child, did or did not do. There are other ways to deal with subduing.
For example,
not body slamming, getting other assistance, saying, okay, I mean,
but again, see,
you don't have to take someone down, especially a child, in front of other children. And look, I'm the first to come to the aid of law enforcement saying, look, we're not in that situation. We don't know what happened before. We don't know the mindset. We don't know if the child had a weapon or anything like that. However, We're talking about a 12-year-old, and there are other ways that they are trained
but at the same
to
time,
deal with subduing. If this person did not, if this child did not have a weapon, if this child was
but
really just
know that?
Being... I don't know
we don't,
that.
Nobody knows that.
But I'll tell you that law enforcement does not first fire first. They investigate. It is not so easy sometimes to get rid of a rogue or a police officer that is inappropriate.
The okay. school district has announced that Officer Joshua Kemp made the wrong decision when he threw 12-year-old Janessa Valdez to the floor at that middle school. The district also says that Kemp didn't report the incident immediately, as is required. On top of that, officials described the report he did submit as inconsistent with the video of what happened and said his behavior won't be tolerated.
When you are a police officer in a school district situation, there's different training. Okay, you're not out on the street taking down drug dealers. You're dealing with children. Okay.
But you're also, and again, and I understand and I respect what you're saying. I get it. But as I've said from the get-go, we have no idea what happened before they hit record on that video.
But again, if they're looking, this is not a quick decision. They've spoken to witnesses. It's not just done on a 20-second video.
But it was.
But it isn't, because how do you know?
But it was because the cop's been fired. The girl's okay.
I understand that, but you don't know who they spoke to or what other evidence that they had.
And you don't either.
No, but you're making an assumption.
No, you are.
No, you are.
We both are.
I kind of think the police department did. They fired them.
Come on. They're doing their due diligence before they're letting
well, but
law
what's
enforcement
happen,
go.
They'll still
and they
be...
said that he filed a report. He
Late.
Did not report. When you use force, you must file a use of force report, especially in a school situation, which he did not do.
877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. A lot of people are glad they fired the cop. I just, the only instance that I'm referring to is that, isn't this a little bit of jumping the gun, excuse the expression, because he didn't have the so-called due process? He just had a video that was taken after the fact, not before.
These are not criminal
charges.
Hold on.
Let's do this. Think about that for a minute, what I just said. 877-850-8585. You're listening to The Rich Stevens Show.
850 WFTL, The Rich Stevens Show. We'll continue as soon as that door opens and he gets back from the men's room, and here he comes. Here's Rich Stevens.
I just made it back in time. Listen, before the break, we're talking about this San Antonio, I guess he's a school cop. I'm not even sure about that to begin with, but a school cop is a cop. A cop is a cop. He was fired for slamming a 12-year-old girl to the ground. My argument was... And if you're a law enforcement officer, I'd love to know where you stand on this. 877-850-8585. First of all, I don't think I've ever seen a cop get fired so quickly. Maybe they don't have unions in San Antonio. Is that possible?
No, it's not possible.
Okay, so they have a union. So how, I mean, this just happened within the last 2 weeks. How did they roll through this so quickly? And a cop was fired based on this video.
You don't know that it's just
well,
based on the
new,
video. It's based on the
new,
totality
no.
of the circumstances.
No. It's the video that showed him slamming the girl to the ground that got him canned.
But that's your reading a version of the story. You don't know. We both haven't spoken to the investigating authorities to find out what they consider.
I spoke to the investigating authorities.
No, you didn't. Absolutely didn't.
But here's the thing. How is it based on... I mean, let's reverse this situation. What if this cop is your client? How would you handle this differently now?
I mean, it's different when we're talking about due process with the criminal justice system, and he's fighting criminal charges. We're talking about what rules and regulations he may have violated, which caused him to be dismissed as a law enforcement officer, and he's going to have to deal with his department.
Well, the San Antonio Police Department has told their local newspaper there that the reason he was fired is it's multiple things. It's the fact that he didn't report it
immediately. There it is. He violated their internal regulations that if you're using force, you must report it immediately. He
but doesn't
didn't do
it sound
that.
Like to you that they were looking for an excuse to blow
no.
this guy out?
You know what? There are reasons that there are rules and regulations, and if you violate them, you violate them, and you have to deal with the consequences. So he had multiple violations, which caused him to be dismissed
The school superintendent said that some situations can, quote, escalate to the point of requiring a physical response, and added, however, in this situation, we believe that the extent of the response was absolutely unwarranted. Now, the investigation is still ongoing, and some are saying that it's possible that the police officer can indeed be reinstated if they find... But
that's right, but they're going to go through the process.
Right, but doesn't this defeat the process in itself? Isn't it innocent until proven guilty, or does that not apply here?
But we're not talking about the criminal justice system. What we're talking about are internal police policies, where they're, you know, internal affairs department, and that's what they're saying he violated, which caused him to be dismissed. And there you go.
I'm missing a part of this, I guess.
Yes, you are.
All right, so listen, Michelle Suskauer, thank you for being in the studio for Law & Order Tuesday. To get in touch with Michelle, it's suskauerlaw.com. Have a great day. You look great today, by the way.
Thank you very much.
We have hour two of The Rich Steven Show. It's coming up next. Stay right where you are.